Museum director Megan Clark says something is afoot at the Wrangell Museum. Unfortunately, it's not feet.
My problem here is that I went through our gallery and none of our animals seem to have feet. They all either seem to be just head mounts or they're just skins laying there. So we don't, I'm having a heck of a time finding feet.
That's hard to believe. We're walking through the main exhibit, which is filled to the gills with animals, all of which once led lives of walking, but not anymore.
The condition of the animals in this room are flat. They've all been tanned and they're just hanging up.
So why all the fuss about feet? Well, the museum runs interactive programs once a month, geared toward families with small children. Clark says she'd like to do some workshops on footprints and animal biology, but to do that, she needs all the parts.
Museums tend to have two different kinds of collections, and one is the normal collection that everybody thinks of, and then another one is a use collection. And so those items are already marked to be handled and damaged and whatnot.
The feet will join that use collection at first and then be added to outreach education kits. Those kits can be checked out by local teachers and homeschool groups for hands-on learning. Since she's got nothing to work with right now, Clark says she's open to any donations from around the state.
I don't need a pair of feet. I can have one foot. If you happen to have a front and back foot, that would be perfect. If you don't, that's all right too.
Clark says she is especially interested in mammals, like bears or wolves. But really, the only requirement is that the feet be from some type of animal found in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah. Well, you really don't have anything with feet in here.
No, it's really rather frustrating. No feet.
No feet at all, huh? Wow.
I've got lots of birds. I've got lots of fish. No legs.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.